Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show served up hot and fresh only on 105.7 FM The Fan. Don't forget, tonight, Tim Allen, Jeff Orlovsky, late night West Coast baseball will be on Bayview Shane Blind post game show. Hello, Windows and Doors on Deck show comes up at 8 o'clock tonight. Want to check that out before the game as well. Speaking of those Brewers, the question on the table here in the 4 o'clock hour: do you believe the Brewers will be the best team in this division at the end of the season, as they currently sit one game up on the Cubs as of today? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan. And like we were talking with Seth Everett in the last segment, seemingly across TV, radio, wherever you want to look, power polls, whatever, you simply are not finding anybody giving the Brewers any type of respect.
No.
And it goes as far as the Cody Bellinger Dodgers thing against Christian Yelich for the Brewers. Even to that degree, his numbers are pretty much the same or better than Bellinger at this point. And Bellinger's the one getting all the MVP love. And Yelich is the afterthought that goes along with it, which is ridiculous. He should be the one being talked about right now is repeating as MVP, and it's all going towards Cody Bellinger. And then you start talking about what teams are really good in the NL that everybody is concerned about at the trade deadline, who really can improve and push themselves over the top. We talk about the Dodgers. Again, much better record than the Brewers. I get it. 48-24. Fine. And then after that, there isn't anybody else even close to the Dodgers record. You have the Braves 12 over at 42-30, and then the Milwaukee Brewers at 40-31. And then after that, the Philadelphia Phillies and Cubs at 39-32. And then if you take a step down from there, three games over are the Rockies, three games over are the Diamondbacks, the Cardinals are four games over. That's where we're at. But yet the Brewers seemingly never are given any type of love as far as how this team projects out throughout the rest of the season, which leads to the question, do you think this is going to be the best team in this division when everything is said and done, as they are one game up right now, almost to the All-Star break, about just under a month to the All-Star break, and then you're only talking about 2.5 months left in the baseball season once you get to that point. It's getting really, really close here to being the halfway point. They've already played 71 baseball games. So you're only, 10 games away from the halfway point for the season, and the Brewers, just like last year, hanging around first place, not going anywhere. Gary Ellerson, are you buying that this could be the best team in the division at the end of the year?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a great question. I just feel like, and maybe it doesn't, but I just feel like the Cubs should have a run at them. I mean, they spent a lot of money, Steve. That's what I was just talking to Seth Everett about. They spent a lot of money. They got name brand players, and just once again, it's not all working how they thought it was going to work, the Cubs.
Yep.
Doesn't it feel like that again? I have no idea what is going on with this team. They've been spending buku bucks on pitching for the last 2 years, and nothing has really worked out for them like they thought it was going to. So, but I still feel like they're going to make a run. I think the Brewers are what they are, and Seth talked about it. They are what they are. You know, right now, Steve, for me, they actually may be overachieving, the Brewers. Right now,
if you look at payrolls, and this is from Spotrac,
sure,
okay,
what Spotrac said,
the Boston Red Sox are number one, $226.6 million.
Okay,
the New York Yankees are number two, $213.5 million. The Chicago Cubs are third at $211.5 million.
Yeah.
Then the Dodgers at $197.1 million. Then the Giants, then the Cardinals. Your Milwaukee Brewers, who have a very high payroll, highest payroll they've ever had, are 17th in baseball behind the Cincinnati Reds at $125.8 million. And again, I believe it's the highest payroll they've ever had.
And like
at $125.8 million.
Feels like they're overachieving right now with what they have. Go figure. And we're all over. I mean, once again, I think Craig is doing a great job with what he has.
The Twins have been a great team in the AL. They're under the Brewers in 20th at $120.8 million. Yeah. That in itself is a great story. The best story is the Tampa Bay Rays. They have the cheapest payroll in all of baseball. At $62 million only, and the Tampa Bay Rays are half a game out of first at 43-28, 15 games over 500, and they have the smallest payroll in baseball by a lot.
This is what could happen to the Bucks next year when we start doing Bucks again. Because I just don't feel like there's a lot of love for the Brewers. I think it's just kind of ho-hum right now for the Brewers.
They were one game away from the World Series and added Grandal.
Well, right, ho-hum in... I think when the playoff starts, I think the intensity will pick up amongst the Brewer faithful. Right now, I just feel like nobody's really interested in it. It's just kind of ho-hum. There's not a whole lot to talk about. And I think they're a product of their success from last year. I think people are just waiting for the playoffs to start. Now, they still got people going to games. Don't get me wrong. I still think they're on pace. Are they still on pace for, what is it, $2
million? Oh, yeah, it'd be over $2 million easy.
Yeah, yeah. They still on pace for $2 million. And, I mean, I think we got that from Doug Melvin back in the day. That's how much they really wanted to come through there if they could, even when they were having a bad year. And they've been able to do that because everybody was looking to make money. But it just feels like there's not a whole lot of excitement around them. What's your question again, Steve?
Talking about this Brewers team, do you think they'll be the best in the division at the end of the season?
I feel like I think the Cubs should be. But the way the Brewers are playing, they're playing a lot like they played last year, but with no real fanfare.
As far as Brewers attendance goes this year right now, the Brewers are ninth in baseball, averaging 33,906 people. Number one are the Dodgers at 47,608. Yeah. Remember, so they have a much bigger stadium, though.
People are still going to the games.
Oh, yeah. People are still going. Yeah. Still top 10 in baseball. Already at 1.1 million fans.
Oh, they are?
Having come through the gates in 35 games.
Blow up 2 million.
Yeah, they're not even to the halfway point of their home games yet.
Right.
Yeah, so... 2.5 million or so, somewhere in that area. Because you figure if they're still in it, when they should be, in the stretch run come September, that's when tickets really go nuts in September. I got a bunch of tweets coming in here. Natasha tweets at the Fad, Yelich is crushing Cody Bellinger. I think the Brewers will definitely contend again. Our rotation needs help. It's too inconsistent, but the lineup doesn't let us down. Andrew tweets at 105.7 FM, the Fan, this stretch before the break will be key. The starting pitcher stays like this, it will wear the pen out. Could be around 500 by then. Brewers need a move and aren't going to make it with the team they have, in my opinion. I disagree. If you look at this Brewers schedule as it looks going forward, they don't have a bunch of tough games here before the break. Now, I said that about the Giants as well, and they lost 2 of 3 to the Giants. So I understand before you start telling me, oh, you were wrong on the Giants. Okay, fine. But if you look at the upcoming schedule, in San Diego to finish his road trip for 3. San Diego's not that good. Then home against Cincinnati for 4. Then home against Seattle, who's already selling off their team, for 3. Then home against Pittsburgh for 3. Then at Cincinnati for 4, at Pittsburgh for 3. Nothing horribly tough about that at all.
Don't feel like it.
You should be able to pick up momentum and make some progress before the All-Star break.
But the Brewers are beatable.
That's the All-Star break after that 3-game set in Pittsburgh.
We saw the Brewers are a beatable team. They're not a team that you can just count it. This is what's going to happen,
right? But neither are the Cubs.
No, exactly.
That's the
thing. And that's why it's going to be like it is. So you start looking at teams you're going to play like San Francisco. Oh yeah, we should actually get 2 out of 3 there. Or we should sweep them. Well, look what happened. And the Brewers are prone to do that.
You got All-Star voting going on right now. So the top 3 advanced to the next stage of voting. Yasmani Grandal in 3rd in catchers. Mm-hmm. Wilson Contreras of the Cubs number 1. Then Brian McCann of the Braves. Mm-hmm. First base, Josh Bell, Freddie Freeman, Anthony Rizzo. Mm-hmm. Second base, Ozzie Albies of the Braves. Moustakas of the Brewers is second. Yeah. He's in second with a chance to catch Ozzie Albies for second base. Third base, Arenado, Chris Bryant, and Josh Donaldson. Shortstops Baez by a mile. Mm-hmm. Then Dansby Swanson for the Braves and Corey Seager of the Dodgers, who's hurt. Mm-hmm. And then outfielders, Cody Bellinger has 2,184,251. Wow. Christian Yelich is second at 2,065,382. So right there, about 100,000 behind Cody Bellinger. So he's still got a chance to catch Cody Bellinger for the overall lead in All-Star voting at this point. Lorenzo Cain is 14th, the only other Brewers outfielder there. So right now it's Bellinger, Yelich, and Acuna Jr. are the top three, followed up by Albert Almora, Jason Hayward, and Nick Markakis.
Let's go to Santo. Santo, you're up next, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Santo, what you got, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes.
And I try to see what the Brewers – like, anytime I try to analyze the future of a team, I don't worry about schedule because the schedule is the schedule.
Right.
What I look at is what's going on my roster today and who's doing better than they should and who's doing worse than they should.
Right.
And if you look at the Brewers, they really are kind of underachieving as a team. Other than Yelich and Moustakas, everyone else is kind of either what they should be for the year or way below.
No, you're right.
And Davies on the pitching side. So if we analyze it that way, eventually first and third base are going to fix themselves, whether we have to bring back Hira and get rid of Shaw or Aguiar or however. Eventually it's going to have to be fixed, and we're going to get more production there. And eventually we're going to have to either get a starter or a reliever to help in the pitching department. But to me it's a miracle considering how shoddy they played that we are in first place. And I know the Cubs made, you know, they fired their gun, they got their closer, but we don't know how he's going to come back. We don't know how long it's going to take him to get into, you know, his form. So that could be a trade that could be a signing that will work more for the Cubs next year for all we know, because we don't know what kind of shape that guy's. And I know we have reports that he was sharp, but those are just reports. Until he hits the diamond, we have no idea how that guy is going to pitch. So I really like where we're placed. I think we're just under. I mean, Kane is underachieving. The guy's got a 300 on base percentage. He should be closer to 400. These guys have career numbers that say they should be better than they are. So they should at least start approaching those numbers. And if they do, I think that we're in a really good position to take this division. And it's as simple as numbers.
Santa, before I let you go, I saw you on Twitter. You took your kids down to Arlington Racecourse for Father's Day and gambled on the ponies?
Yes, we did. It's something we do every year. It's a real. I know they're not a sponsor of yours, but guys, it's a really nice event. They let you bring in coolers. It's like a picnic at the horse track, and it's a real fun time.
It's for Father's Day, though?
It's for Father's Day. Every Sunday they do something like that where it's kids' days. They have, like, goats you can pet and stuff. But on
really?
Father's Day, they pull out all the stops. And we go down there, and I bet a couple dollars a race, and my kids get to feed goats, and we just hang out together. It really is a great time.
That's cool. Yeah, good deal, Sad. Yeah. Don't take care. Yeah. Hey, Bo's a twister of him and his boys at Arlington Racecourse. I've never been. Have you ever been?
No, but it wasn't
to the horse name? Track?
Oh, no, you're a dog track guy.
Dog track, Dairyland dog track, yeah. Greyhound track.
Yeah, you used to call the races at it.
Yep, you used to call the races back in the day.
Did you do the one off 43 down there? Going to Beloit? You ever do
that? No, that's Lake Geneva. That was Delavan, actually.
That was Delavan?
Delavan, yeah. They closed down way before Dairyland did.
Yeah.
They've been closed for a while. He is Gary Ellerson, C-Sparky, Pfeiffer Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. Do you think the Brewers are going to be the best team in this division at the end of the year? Some more great feedback coming in on Twitter. Your feedback is welcome as well. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Gary is going to tell you where you should go buy your significant other some beautiful jewelry.
Yeah, my good friend at the Jewelry Center, Dean Murray. Guys, located on 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, off Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building, and new location in Burlington, Wisconsin. I had about four or five watches, they were all stopped. And so I went over there the other last week. I need to go pick it up today if I can. Well, maybe tomorrow. But the batteries were all done, Steve. So I took them over there, and they, you know, hey, took the batteries right away. Now, they can do it right there on the spot. I just didn't want to wait. So, and what I really wanted to do was go in and talk to Dean or either Mike Prokop and just kind of, you know, chew the fat a little bit and see what was going on in there. And once again, guys, they have this Pandora jewelry line is absolutely incredible. And I like the charm. You can get the charms. You can get the earrings. I mean, it is just the Alex and Ani line is also great. But what I like about the Pandora line with that charm bracelet, guys, just add charms to it. I mean, it's a no-brainer. You add a charm to it. You can take charms, store them, get out of jail free card when you did something bad, give it to your girl. Boom, boom, boom. Guys, listen, if you're looking for the best possible deal on any piece of jewelry, that is my good friend, the Jurison. Dean Murray is going to help you out. Three locations, folks. 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. Folks, in a new location for you in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan, Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandela producing the show, AmFam interning today. Taking your calls on the Brewers, you think this will be the best team in the division before it's all said and done? 414-799-1250, tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wisco did just that. Do you think the San Francisco Giants would take a trade that involved Aguilar, Corey Ray, and someone like a double-A pitcher of ours from the Shuckers for Will Smith? It should not take that much to get Will Smith.
No.
I could be wrong, but I don't think you have to give up that much to get Will Smith. Will Smith, I'd take Will Smith back in a Brewers uniform, I guess.
You
sure.
Would?
Yeah. He's pitched well for the Giants to this point. So, I would consider that. I don't think he was a bad clubhouse guy or anything of the sort. I think he'd fit right back into this clubhouse. So I'm fine with that one. Tristan tweets at 105.7 FM, The Fan. They've had one of the toughest schedules in the majors and are still in first. I believe it can end that way, but not without a couple of moves to shore up pitching and hitting. All right, Gary, so what do you think they need to do in order to solidify their place in this division?
Well, obviously it's pitching. And, you know, we talked about it with Seth. Now, they don't – I mean, if they could get a closer, maybe.
I would love a closer.
I think that will solve some of the ills. I don't know if you're going to be able to get a starter right now at this point. But if they can go find a closer – and, listen, Doug Melvin used to be really good at going and getting a closer, a guy that was kind of at maybe at the end of his career but still had something left.
Yep. And catching lightning in a bottle.
Right. Every time. Didn't he do that with what's that guy's name? Gagne?
Ergagne.
Yeah, him.
That's how you spelt it, though. It looks like Gagne.
Yeah, remember
that with the goggles, always got all
Now, I had it for 1 year, right?
Yeah.
Then I think he blew up the following year. But, yeah, I mean, if they can find something like that, it would be absolutely great. I mean, then that'll help you out with Hader. I mean, and then you don't come so reliant on him and where you're going to put Hader, give him some more days off. I think they can be a little bit more – then they can dictate to other teams on how they want to put their pitching rotation in. Right now, they're pretty predictable.
Yep. All right, let's go back to the phones. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Let's go out to Mike in Racine. Mike, you're up next, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike, what you got, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm going to kind of repeat what I'm hearing about the experts saying.
What are the experts saying?
Well, they're saying our pitching staff isn't really built for the regular season because we have to play a lot of Mondays, a lot of Thursdays. Yeah, we've gotten some off recently. But, you know, when you have a pitching staff that's, you know, kind of built primarily on relievers, that takes a toll. I mean, they said in the playoffs it's different because you have scheduled days off. It's a little, you know, more easy to get guys rest and so forth. But they said we're not going to be able to go on a sustainable run because we just don't have, you know, that type of pitching staff unless we get some starters that can, you know, give us that 6-7 innings. Want to get you guys' thoughts on that. Thanks.
Thanks for your phone call. Appreciate it. Stevie?
I don't know. I think if you look at this rotation, I think it's all going to hinge on all of them. I think Jimmy Nelson, if he can regain his form of a couple of years ago, would be a huge addition to this team. As much as you're going to get from anybody else, you probably get at the trade deadline at this point. Chacin, if he can get back to where he was last year, coming off the IL now today, if he can get close to where he was last year, that's a huge addition because he has not pitched like that guy through the first 2.5 months of the baseball season. Obviously, Davies is pitching better, you know, than he ever has in his career, so that would be great. And now there's some stuff out there about Max Scherzer and whether or not the Nationals would consider trading Scherzer. He's got a couple of years left on his deal and what would it take to get him. And I saw people bringing up, well, how about Kira and Corey Ray, and we package both of them together, and we'll do some other stuff and try and go get Scherzinger for a couple of years. No. And the Nationals have said they're not even at that point, even considering trading anybody at this point. So let's not run too far with that story. But I just, if I'm the Brewers, the next probably to the All-Star break is going to tell me what I need to know about what I need on this team. Because if Jimmy Nelson looked fine yesterday, until 2 days ago, and then he lost the strike zone.
Right,
started walking guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's what killed him. Up until that point, he kind of showed you little shades of old Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still there. He's just got to find that consistency and get back into that rhythm a little
bit. Right,
and you can't have your bullpen blowing up. I mean, he blew up, And then every guy that came in after him essentially couldn't find the strike zone, and he wasn't very good. Yeah. And then you compare that to yesterday, you got Chase Anderson, and then what happens? Albers, Jeffers, Hader, they all just mow him down and shut him out from, what was it, the fifth inning on or whatever. Right. I mean, that's kind of how you have to win with this baseball team. You have to take your starters, like Seth Everett was saying, two times through the lineup to the fifth, sixth inning, and then your bullpen can't falter because it's hard to make up for when your bullpen falters.
But that's when they become predictable too, though, Steve. That's baseball now, but man, and if these guys could go seven, you'd be solid. But that's tough to do these days.
Yeah. And you don't have a lot of those guys in Major League Baseball that are those dominant pitchers that can get you guaranteed seven or eight every time out.
I'm not talking about eight, seven.
Right. Seven would be great, too. Jeez. But again, like you saw yesterday, you're asking Hader to go two innings to get a save.
That's what I'm saying.
Jeffers is pitching the seventh. Albers is pitching the sixth.
It becomes too predictable.
Right. So now you're talking a five-inning game, and you can get out of there. But you can't use Hader two innings back-to-back-to-back games. That's simply not going to happen. He can't do it. That's the deal there. Daniel Plucker.
Oh, do we know him?
Tweets at the Fan. Yeah. And the Brewers are truly looking for bullpen help. They should be looking at Shane Green from the Tigers. Won't take much to get him because Detroit is unloading on one of the worst teams in baseball. He has 20 saves and a .96 ERA. Mm. History says, I'm not so sure we should buy Shane Green, to be honest with you. Let me look up his numbers.
Buyers beware.
I think that has to be a buyer's beware thing for Shane Green, at least from my standpoint. But let me look up his numbers and make sure I'm thinking of the right dude before I go and say something wrong. No, I'm thinking of the right guy. Shane Green, last year, 66 games, 4.61 ERA in those games for the Tigers. Year before that for the Tigers, he pitched in 71 games and had a 3.84 ERA. Now this year, 3.47 ERA so far with 20 saves. Now again, last year he had 4.6.
Right.
Wait. I was looking at the wrong number. Hold on. Last year he had a 5.12 ERA, but he had 32 saves last year. Okay. This year he has a .96 ERA, and he has 20 saves. Think about that. A 5.12 ERA, Gary, and he still had 32 saves, giving up over five runs per nine innings. That's crazy to have that high of an ERA and still get that many saves. Just nuts.
How do you do that? I don't know.
All right, let's get to a sports flash with our guy, Anthony Mandela, other side of the glass. But before we do that, Gary's got to tell us about J&J Contractors.
Yep, my good friends over at J&J Contractors, folks. Just call Jason. Guys, you listen, right now it's getting nice outside. You looking to do something outside, build a outdoor oasis, you know, complete with a fireplace.
Maybe a kitchen.
You do all that too. My good friends at J&J Contractors can get all your outdoor oasis. They can do it. They can get it now. But you got to call them up and ask for my good friend Jason. Now, if you're looking to do something inside your home, well, they can do that too, like kitchen cabinets. A lot of people right now are just rehabbing their houses on the inside, and you're looking for the best possible deals for the guys to come over and look at inside your house. Well, my good friends at J&J Contractor can do just that. Call them up today and ask for my good friend Jason.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh only on 105.7 FM The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson. Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler was here. I think he's coming back. He went to the post office, right? That's where he said he was going?
Yeah.
Anthony Mandela producing Other Side of the Glass. Mandela, what do you think? Over under on when Leroy comes back?
He's coming back?
That's what I asked Gary in the break. I said, is Leroy coming back? He said, I'm just going to run the post office. I'll be right back.
Leaping back. I should say leaping back.
Yeah, well, it always takes time at the post office.
Correct. Yeah.
It depends. Does he need stamps or is he just dropping something off?
I think he needs stamps.
I have no idea what he's doing.
Yeah, you got to get stamps.
It's going to be a cool hour at least.
Yeah.
A cool hour to get stamps?
I know it's only 5 minutes away, but this is Leroy Butler. Is there going to be people mobbing him? And
right. That
exactly.
That's,
he's probably taking pictures.
That all could happen. Front. Hey, you went and taped your stuff today, right, Gary?
Yeah.
On Spectrum 1?
Yes, Leroy and I, 7 o'clock.
So what are you guys talking about tonight?
Obviously, Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. Is that on top of everybody's mind?
I'd assume so. We'll talk more about that at 5 o'clock, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane.
That's what we talked about.
Packers claim Michael Roberts off waivers from the Detroit Lions. This is a guy who he thought was being traded to the New England Patriots, and they failed him on his physical. So then the Lions decided just to waive him overall, and the Packers claim him instead. Your thoughts, Gary, on the Packers? This is another tight end they claim. They just claimed one from Jacksonville the other day.
Something's going on there, right? I mean, they got a boatload
Graham, of tight ends. Mercedes Lewis, Robert Tonyan, Jay Sternberger, the third-round pick. Right. Evan Bayless and Farrell McKeever already are in there, and now you're adding another one and Michael Roberts.
They're looking for something. You can tell. I mean, I don't know what they're doing, but there's an overabundance of tight ends there. Now, this tight end, this offense is pretty important. And, you know, maybe they look at Jimmy Graham. They don't think he's doing it. Maybe they can go with somebody else that's cheaper. I mean, I don't know what they're doing there. That is super weird to me.
I've never seen them.
What's the guy's name? Sternberger? What's his name?
Jay Sternberger, yeah.
Sternberger is going to be there. He can get cut. You got to think Jimmy Graham is in, right?
Yeah, he's got dead cap of $12.3 million. They're not cutting him.
That? And who else after that?
They can cut him after this year and not be that bad. Dead cap money of only $3.6
million.
Those
two for sure. Who else after that?
Mercedes Lewis.
He's not guaranteed.
He's definitely one of the other guys. Tonyan. I don't think he's guaranteed at this point. I mean,
Leroy's guy. So two guys are guaranteed right now.
So Jimmy Graham, you think is guaranteed because financially they can't take the hit.
Right.
And a third round pick, they're simply not cutting.
No.
So those two. But how many do you keep?
Three.
If you're the Packers.
If they're looking for one. They got to be looking for one, I would think.
Three only.
Yeah. Tight ends, yes.
How many? Anthony, hey, do me a favor. Look at the Tennessee Titans roster from last year.
That's a good idea. So how many tight ends
and see how many tight ends he kept last year on that offensive side of the football. Because I'm thinking maybe he plans on keeping four or five. Mm. Maybe he plans it because, again, the tight end does come into play when it comes to special teams, Gary, right?
Yeah, but you're doing that. You're hurting yourself. They've got too many receivers to keep.
Are they going to keep all of them?
Well, I mean, right now, Trevor Davis, I thought had a pretty good minicamp, so I don't know where.
Okay, so Davante Adams.
I think he's the last one.
Davante Adams.
Yes.
MVS.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Moore's on the outside looking in.
Yep.
St. Brown, we think.
Yep.
Kumaro.
Yep.
And Trevor Davis.
Mm-hmm.
That's five.
That's five.
Jamon Moore is six, if you decide to go that way.
Right.
And that doesn't include any new players that have come into camp at all at this point.
Now, Jamon Moore could get cut, but if it was under Ted, they wouldn't cut him. They'd give him another year because he's a third-round pick, I believe.
Right.
Too high to cut him.
Right. And Randall Cobb, I don't know if you saw this, doing really well in Dallas, apparently, getting along with Dak Prescott.
He needed a new fresh start.
Because they think he can be the Cole Beasley.
Yes.
So that's what they're counting on.
Just hope he don't get hurt in there.
Well, that's the thing. He's going to get smashed in that Cole Beasley role.
Dak is not the quarterback that Rodgers was.
No, not at all.
He'll lead him in there.
Anthony, how many did they keep?
They had three on the active roster at the end of the season, but they also had three on IR, including the top two guys, Delanie Walker and Jonnu Smith. So I don't know how many they carried at one time.
Yeah.
They could have maybe had four, if not
five.
I don't think they would have carried five.
Five, right.
So four maybe is four. Definitely in the realm of possibility.
It just is interesting. I mean, we saw the one year where McCarthy kept, three fullbacks on the roster, and everybody shook their head and said, what are we doing? Why are you keeping three fullbacks for? Right. You just wonder what they're thinking. Or maybe they're thinking they can move Jimmy Graham.
They never know.
Maybe they think they can move Jimmy Graham in a deal, but they want to make sure they have a replacement
and that can
go out there and do Jimmy Graham-like things.
That will be the only thing. At a cheaper price if Jimmy's not Jimmy. And right now, you know, the guys I heard in minicamp that he's still the same old Jimmy that we saw last year. Folks think that he's lost it. So we'll see. I mean, you won't know that until you get to training camp.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting.
I mean, they got another minicamp yet, though, don't they?
No.
Now they're
done till training camp. Yeah.
They're done till July?
I'm pretty sure they're done to training camp now. 6 weeks until training camp. Now they kick back and relax and go on their vacation, do whatever they want to do. Leroy Butler is walking back into the building currently. He just walked past the glass. So whoever had 446, 447 wins the pool. Yeah. Right. Come back. We'll get Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler's thoughts on this tight end situation, what he thinks the Packers are up to next on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh, only on 105.7 FM, The Fancy, Sparky Pfeiffer. Former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandela. We have Summerfest tickets to give away throughout the week this week here on the Wendy's Big Show. Summerfest, of course, coming up on June 26th, that Wednesday, running through July 7th. So if you are interested in getting a pair of free Summerfest tickets, here is your opportunity. I had to find a number that correlated with Gary Ellerson in the break to try and figure out what we were going to do as far as what caller number we would do for Anthony Mandela. So I found his college rushing stats. 1983, Gary Ellerson, 777 yards rushing, almost 5 yards per carry, and 11 touchdowns on the year for Gary Ellerson. So caller number 11, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan, and your chance to win a pair of Summerfest tickets. Again, Summerfest going on June 26th through Sunday, July 7th. Always a good time. Do you have tickets to go to any of those Summerfest concerts yet, Gary?
I'm thinking about J Lo, and I'm thinking about maybe Lil Wayne.
Oh,
I haven't looked though. I gotta see when all that stuff is. I don't know. I know I want to go for a day. I just don't know what day I want to go. You?
No. Nope.
I mean, are you gonna go to Summerfest at
the
all?
Only one I'd want to go to would be Lionel Richie, and that's
yes, with J Lo,
July 2nd.
Isn't she? Aren't they with J? Is she?
J Lo is July 3rd.
Is Lionel by himself then?
Yes.
Is he really?
Correct. No, Michael McDonald is with him.
Oh, he's with Michael McDonald.
Yeah. So Michael McDonald must be opening, and
then
he's the headliner. Lionel. Yeah. J-Lo is July 3rd.
What about, is Lil Wayne?
Snoop Dogg is July 7th.
That's Lil Wayne and Snoop Dogg?
Lil Wayne is with Snoop Dogg and Schoolboy Q.
When is that one?
July 7th, the last day.
Yeah.
7:30 start.
Yeah. And see, I don't know if I want to do all that, too. That could be too much.
Be too much what?
Like, just too much.
I don't know what too much
over the
means.
Top too much.
Yeah. Willie Nelson, June 27th.
Now, I might go see Willie Nelson.
That's a 10:15 at night start.
Yeah.
10:15 at night.
I like that start. What is those J-Lo start? What is that time? That's who I really want to go see. What time is that?
7:30. Most of them are 7:30. Pretty much all of them except Willie Nelson.
I got to work at 6 o'clock.
The what?
I got to work at 6 o'clock. I can make it down there.
Yeah, sure you can. Well, she's not going to start. I would assume
right.
Somebody else is going to open for her.
I don't know who's open for her.
I would assume. Leroy Butler is back.
Ask Leroy. He wants to go.
Leroy, are you going to any of the shows at Summerfest? You got any tickets yet? You going to go see
anything?
You
know what? I'm a pretty connected person. I seem to think I can go to anybody's concert if you want. If it costs money, I can't go. Broke.
So but it's free. It's you.
I got some rich friends that I made one or two phone calls. I probably can go. The Isley Brothers may be one or two. I may want to.
Well, they're not. Are the Isley Brothers on the main stage or no?
I don't even know about where they at.
You
I just
want to go
coming.
See. Are they coming?
I can't go to J Lo.
I want to go see.
Why
J
can't
Lo.
You go to J Lo?
Because I'd rather stare at my wife than stare at her.
About Lionel Richie?
I'm mad he broke up with the Commodores and hadn't let it go.
Yeah, stop.
What about Snoop Dogg and Lil Wayne?
That's July 7th.
I don't want to smell like tree, so I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't go there. I ain't trying to smell like that.
So what about Michael McDonald?
Like he,
he's with Lionel Richie.
I'm going to forget that I'm going to that one. Nah, I'm good.
You good? You want to go see
are you doing any signings at Summerfest?
Come on, Steve.
All right, so when are you?
Well, that hasn't come out yet. I think it'll come out tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So we'll update it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow. You know, Summerfest to me is for the grown folks. State Fair is for the chilling.
Yeah.
Right? Because I don't take my kids to Summerfest.
What age are you considering children?
I say under 17-ish, 18. I'm not, they're not, they don't, shouldn't be down there. I don't want
you see a lot of high school kids at Summerfest.
Yeah, they should.
You see
be
more high school kids at Summerfest than you see high school kids at State Fair.
They sure. Shouldn't be down there. Unless
especially
there's somebody
at night.
On the stage
especially
that they want to see.
Summerfest but, is okay to take kids to in the middle of the day.
No.
If you go like on Wednesday or Thursday afternoon, it's not that
man,
busy. Walk around, listen to some of these other bands
drunk,
on these free stages. Not in the afternoon. No, no, no.
People drink all
man,
the time.
You go to Summerfest like 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't have any of that stuff going on during
stop.
The week.
Okay, I'll take pictures and send it to you then.
You can't. You're going to be here doing the big show.
Well,
how's that going to work?
I can leave when I get ready.
Yeah, you can.
Y'all got to stay.
Tell me what the Packers are tell me what the Packers are doing signing all these tight ends. Now they got another one. This one, the Lions tight end, Michael Roberts, who they tried to trade to the Patriots. He failed his physical. The Lions cut him, and now the Packers claimed him. So now, updating you on their tight end room, Jimmy Graham, Mercedes Lewis, Robert Tonyan, third-round pick Jay Sternberger, Evan Bayless, former Jaguar Farrell McKeever, or I think that's how you say his name, and now this dude from the Detroit
Pittsburgh
Lions.
So they let him go? He's still in there.
I guess.
What's his name?
I don't know.
One got a claim from Pittsburgh. See, here's the thing: they've let out some messages about running the football, multiple tight end sets, and things of that nature. All that sounds good. Even when Delanie Walker was there in Tennessee, he was the pass catching tight end. He was always hurt, but you would think that, you drafted Jace Sternberger, who I think is going to be a good player. You need to upgrade your special team. Your special teams was terrible. Okay. Now, if you can, now they didn't get a returner because of the one kid is still there, 11. Trevor Davis. He's your guy, but he may get hurt.
Always a possibility.
For their special team, Steve, they want to be bigger, stronger, and faster. And that's where it is. They may even carry a couple fullbacks more in camp. And this is, I wouldn't give chance people to freak out about this because if you want to bring in 80 guys, they're going to bring in 80 guys and just a bunch of camp bodies. And then they'll try to move people that they really want to see move up to the rookie, like the rookie squad type.
And just practice squad?
The practice squad, right, and try to move those guys around a little bit. But I think it's most for special team. And I think at the end of the day, Mercedes Lewis probably won't be here.
So you think he's gone too?
I think he's going to be gone. I think right, – Tonyan, I'm hoping he's the third because people need to see how good he really is.
Rodgers likes him.
Yeah, but
does that count?
I gotta count when they start throwing it to him. You know, in the red zone, split him out, get him the ball. But you would think they create a lane for Sternberger to be the guy for that'll replace Randall Cobb in the slot and move him around a little
bit. How much conversation do you think is going on between LaFleur and Gutekunst at this point? Not even to the training camp. As far as LaFleur going to Gutekunst, dude, we need help in tight end. You need to bring me more bodies. I don't have what I want. Or is this Gutekunst watching these camps going, I don't like what I see. I'm going to go get more bodies.
Well, it
somebody's obviously in love with tight ends.
Well, yeah, and that's LaFleur. But
it could be the shiny object, too. So at this moment,
they're looking for something at tight end. They got too many tight ends.
And they're the deficiency where? That's what they don't think people are looking for. If you're picking up all these tight ends, where are you short? Is it defensive back? I mean, do you bring in
They got a ton of DBs now, too, though.
Do you waste another kicker? Why is that kicker in camp if he's not going to get the job? Go get another inside linebacker. Go do this. But if they fill the roster with a lot of this one position is taking a hit. And we don't know who that is yet because we haven't covered it. You know, we should look at that roster and say, wait a minute. How many offensive linemen and defensive linemen do they really have that's available?
I think maybe they're going to trade Jimmy Graham. Maybe they're thinking they're going to trade Jimmy Graham and get a decent piece back in another position
need. Why would they trade him? Because they had a chance to get rid of him in March.
Yeah, but that cap hit was What was that cap?
They had to give him $5 million.
Did you say 12 and a half?
The dead cap money was like $12 million. If they cut him after this year, the dead cap money is like $3 million.
Yeah, but my thing is, who's going to.
They're not cutting him.
They'd have to trade him.
Who would trade for him if they know that he doesn't fit?
And he doesn't. Nobody's trading for him. They have to keep him.
They would have to keep him. And the guy was available now.
So
he was banged up.
Him and Sternberger are in. Yeah, I feel like if they want to keep another tight end, I don't know who.
So everybody's battling out for the third spot.
Yes.
Well, that had to be Tonya. I mean, the guy's played special team. I mean, he's been here for you. He's not had an opportunity. You would hate for that guy to go somewhere.
It has to be Tonya. They're showing a funny way of supporting this whole deal.
No, he could be a guy to bring guys in. We don't need to see him. We know what we have in him. Let's go in a different direction. But I would agree with your point. If you were set there, go get more offensive linemen or defensive backs. We're set here. Just bring in three guys. But they don't want to wait for some guy to get hurt, assuming that somebody
offensive lineman specifically, they should be bringing in guy after guy after guy after guy. Yes. Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer LaRoy Butler, Steve Sparky, Fiber, Mike Silver with a piece on Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. And how much control Aaron Rodgers is going to have at the line of scrimmage. A great piece. We'll talk about that coming up in Great League Straightaway Pick a Lane. Leroy's Lakers got Anthony Davis. Him and Gary seem to think they're going to win championships. I disagree. We'll talk about that, too.
Multiple.
Hop aboard, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan. Time for a Sports Flash with Anthony Mandela.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.